What you won't do, do for love. You tried everything, but you won't give up. In my world, only you make me do for love what I would not do.
Class action. This Twin Cities band was hot during the years around 1980, and they're back for two shows at the Dakota, Saturday night, March 19th. Steve Faison of Class Action is here. Steve, what was the mission of Class Action?
Our goal was to compete against disco. That was, we were kind of like, we call ourselves kind of post-disco. And we wanted to create a dance scene, but we also wanted to use quality music. So most of the stuff we were doing was jazz oriented, or what you'd call B-side songs, I guess. A lot of the music was not just your straight ahead pop music, but it was dance music.
And you tried to class it up.
What helped too was we were not just, you know, a band up there in jeans playing music, but we had costumes and we had choreography, and it was a show.
Steve, Class Action performed mostly in the Twin Cities between 1979 and 1982. As far as the music, what was a highlight?
We had a medley. Our favorite, I think everybody's favorite, was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And we had a medley that was basically almost every song on one album. And it was a marathon to do, but it was fun to do, and people loved it.
We're paying dues and changes, living day to day.
We're speaking with Steve Faison of Class Action, whose show at the Dakota is on March 19th. Actually, two shows at 7 and 9:30, and the web address is dakotacooks.com. Thinking about your years with Class Action, are there memories, and not only musical memories, just your being part of the band?
I think back in those days, or the good old days, where it wasn't just a bunch of jobbing musicians, we were actually a band. We were actually together. We rehearsed together. We practiced together. We wrote music together. We ate lunch together. We had picnics and parties together. We even had our own kind of family kind of an image where we called each other certain names. Yeah, it was a family.
Do you think that the fans were aware of how close you were?
I think so, because I think that's what brought people, because they could see there was a lot of love between all of us.
Steve, the Class Action shows at the Dakota are March 19th at 7 and 9 p.m. And for information, it's dakotacooks.com. What do you suppose is going to bring people out to the show?
Well, I've gotten a lot of feedback from Facebook, and I'm sure there's a lot of Twitter going on. I think what will bring people out is the nostalgia. There's tons of people that remember us and want to come and see us. Plus, we've had experience through all these years with people, younger people. I have students that want to come out and check it out. I have teachers that want to come out and check it out.
And the band itself, are you fired up to do this show?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I just know that I can't do the dance steps that I did back in those days. None of us can. But we can. We'll get by. We'll do it. We're going to do it.
Well, it might be a little slower than it used to be, but I know you're going to do it. Class Action is at the Dakota, March 19th. That's a Saturday at 7 and 9:30 p.m. Information at dakotacooks.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Ricky Peterson. Ricky wrote that, everybody.
Rick Cornish on guitar.
Rick Hull on bass.
Yeah. We got some momentum happening, I think, a little bit. All right. Woo.